Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. Did you watch the dueling town halls yesterday, or are you just getting caught up? I think a lot of people are like, yeah, we kind of know what to expect, and we got what we expected. One of the things that didn't get talked about a lot, though, isn't just about the issues around the election or the personalities around the election, but how about the election itself? I mean, the way we're going to do it. And joined now by Pete Hutchison from the Landmark Legal Foundation. Pete, first of all, good to talk to you, but you did an op-ed, I guess it was in American Greatness, but you can find it at Landmark as well. And this has to do with basically changing the rules as far as who can vote and when and how, and a lot of confusion is involved with this. What are the big things we need to be watching for?
You know, there are hundreds of lawsuits going on all around the country. One was brought here in Missouri early on in March or April that are seeking court orders to change election rules, to dump all sorts of ballot protections and to go to kind of a strict, or not strict, wide open mail-in ballot system. What's going to have most of those cases are ending up with appellate rulings, excuse me, that set aside directives to throw out election protection. However, the left is gearing up. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers lined up to file hundreds of lawsuits around the country after the election to try to extend counting periods, to prohibit throwing out absentee ballots that don't comport with the rules and that sort of thing. And that's what I'm really worried about, efforts to create chaos and throw the election into either a Democrat-controlled Congress, but more likely just to up the score for Joe Biden.
And I want to get to some of these lawsuits around the country, not just in Missouri that's happening, but we got a unique situation on the Missouri side of the area here, whereas the state legislature and the governor agreed to basically relax some of the voting requirements for 1 year because of COVID-19. So you could always vote absentee, which is probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into the election board and I'm going to vote in person to do this. But you can mail in your ballot. But for most people, you've got to have that ballot notarized so that they know that your ballot is coming from you. And there was a lawsuit recently to try to get rid of that requirement. And to me, that is such a common sense measure. If you're going to allow something as risky as mail-in ballots, at least have it notarized. And I know that means you got to go to the bank or something, but that's not too much to ask.
No, it's not too much to ask. And it's just one more example of sort of last minute efforts to throw out the rules. And the Supreme Court has made it very clear long ago that courts cannot interfere at the last minute and change the rules in the middle of the game. I mean, these And court orders that try to do that just assume that election officials are going to be able to on the fly, change the way they process things. So, you know, that's and that's what creates inequity in ballot counting, because people who do follow the rules and go through all that effort, their ballot can be their vote can be discounted when somebody doesn't follow that rule and is allowed to get away with it, and it's actually not the person casting the ballot. And every ballot is as important, or every voter's ballot, eligible voter, is just as important as anybody else's. They all need to count.
Pete, answer the pushback that we're hearing, like, for instance, from groups like I think ACLU was involved in this. I don't know that AARP was, but groups like that are saying that, no, requiring that notary, there may be somebody out there who's immobile. They can't get out. They can't get their ballot notarized. This is just voter suppression, even though you can literally have your ballot mailed to you, have it notarized, you mail it back. Somehow the argument is that it makes it harder to vote, when to me the opposite is true. So when somebody says that's voter suppression, Pete, what's your answer? What do they need to know?
Well, you know, our absentee ballot requirements in Missouri are longstanding. There are people who are permanently able to meet the requirements for voting absentee every year. They all have to play by the same rules. And locating a notary and getting something notarized is not the most difficult thing in the world. But it does demonstrate that the Missouri legislature, which represents we the people, has determined that that's a protection they want in place. Just like a voter identification requirement when you show up to vote at the polling place. So, it can be difficult, but it's that important, and it's the legislature's authority under the Constitution to set out the rules of the road, and they need to be respected.
We're visiting with Pete Hutchison from the Landmark Legal Foundation. And Pete, does it say anything to you that these battles over how we're counting the votes and deadlines and all that kind of stuff, which is we'll get into in a minute, is really being divided on party lines, that you would think that everybody could agree that we just want a secure election and we want all the votes counted, but we've got a huge disagreement basically on party lines on how we do it, and that bothers me.
It's a tremendously effective political strategy for the left to constantly claim voter suppression. We heard it yesterday in the Barrett confirmation hearing, where one of the witnesses for the Democrats was claiming that that Barrett was going to roll back voting rights, ostensibly to the Jim Crow days, because she would not say that voter suppression is unconstitutional. But then the woman went on to say that there's voter suppression going on in 35 states. Well, those are states that require voter ID. So under the left's definition, common sense, basic, like no-brainer rules for voting, that counts as suppression. And I think that's an insult, by the way, to the civil rights pioneers who actually did have to face lynching, being beaten, having poll taxes and literacy tests, and I think it's an insult to those heroes of our past.
Pete, around the country, there are some lawsuits as far as making sure that votes can be counted well after Election Day, or everything to do with the calendar of the election. What are some of those cases all about?
Well, many of those cases, and by the way, you can Landmark Legal Foundation and on our website, landmarklegal.org, we're involved in some of those cases. You can read some of our briefs, and look at all our other fun stuff. But those cases all come out of this of a phony concern about COVID-19. It's like, oh, it's going to take, people are going to be, it's going to take the Postal Service, which has been undermined by President Trump. It's going to take them extra time to return ballots. So we need to change the rules on when people need to vote. Hey, by the way, everybody in the country knows that we're in a pandemic. That's all we hear all the time. And so if you're going to vote by mail, do it right away, you know, when you're as soon as you're able to. But the claims are they all come out of COVID, but they're all phony because any changes made right now, the left is going to want to extend permanently.
Why would they want to extend those dates? I mean, what's the benefit for the left in that, Pete, as opposed to helping both sides?
Yeah, so there's a here's an example. There's something called ballot harvesting in many states like California and well, lots of other ones. But the way the system works is that you have these absentee ballots in states where they're just mailed to everybody. We'll just talk about California. It's the best example. So these ballots go out to every single registered voter. And then in California, they have a rule where anybody can deliver a ballot on behalf of anybody else. And they don't have any requirement to verify signatures or identity. So what happens out there is typically labor union guys who go out and go through the neighborhood and a neighborhood, and they'll say, or also say a retirement home, and say, have you voted? Well, and no, I haven't voted. Well, let me help you vote. And they, here's who we're voting for, and they'll help them fill out the ballot, take the ballot, they collect these ballots and turn them in. And that's dangerous, and that's why they like to extend these periods so they can go round up more ballots.
And I know that that's illegal on the Missouri side in particular, but Pete, you're in Kansas City. I lived there for a while. It's pretty common knowledge that that happens around at least that part of the state. Whether it happens anywhere else, I'm not sure, but it's common knowledge that stuff kind of happens,
yeah,
especially with the retirement homes in some parts of the country on this.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's the thing is when one side is pushing really hard to say extend the deadlines, you know, extend this. At one point, I forgot which state it was, they were arguing that we should give 2 weeks for ballots to arrive in the mail. And listen, I'm not the biggest, I don't have a lot of confidence in the Postal Service under the best conditions with millions of people who are voting by mail. And I'm not going to fault you for it, just understand that. Hey, you're dealing with the post office. I mean, stuff gets lost sometimes. We had a case in mid-Missouri where the ballots ended up here in St. Louis for some reason.
Yes.
And that's a risk you take.
That's right. I was just going to say, you know, St. Louis, I'm sure, is pristine in its voting procedures.
Yeah.
back to the political point. Even if it helps both sides, you know, the left loves to sow chaos around election time so that they can claim, like they have since 2016, that, you know, the President Trump is illegitimate, and they've spent the entire past 4 years trying to get rid of the guy, completely undermine his agenda, and scare people to death. They're very good at it. And I don't think they even believe that the voter suppression stuff. I think they just like the polling that they get out of it. It's very effective.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of scary. I mean, hey, in St. Louis, we've never had political races or elections overturned because of voter. Oh, wait, yes, we have had that happen here. That has.
Yeah,
actually.
And by the way, the bad voting hurts Democrats more than it hurts Republicans in, like, primary races or in local races where it's, you know, it's a one-party system. This fraud stuff is devastating in a lot of local campaigns, and they ought to be worried about it.
We are once again visiting with Pete Hutchison from Landmark Legal Foundation. Just got a minute or so left, Pete, and you're involved now. I mean, you've got an office in Missouri. You've got one in Washington, D.C., but you're a national organization, and you're working around the area. I mean, are these lawsuits, you know, most focused on swing states or states that are in play? I mean, this isn't a blanket thing. I mean, they're not going to worry about New York State because that's going to go blue, but there are states that are in play. Are you seeing any sort of pattern that's where a lot of these pushes for these changes are happening?
Sure. There are lawsuits in almost every state, but the big lawsuits are in, believe it or not, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Florida.
Yeah, all states. All states that are in play, although it's weird that Texas is in play, but yeah, all those states are in play.
And Texas is definitely in play. There's no doubt. So we're just peacefully sitting here in Missouri waiting to see what happens. Apparently the campaigns have decided that that we're going for the president, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All right, Pete, people want to learn more. Is it a website, social media? How do they connect with you?
LandmarkLegal.org, and we're at Landmark Legal on Twitter. I think that's right. I'm not a Twitter tweeter, but and we've got a Facebook page. And by the way, your Branson setup is more evidence as to why I am a Kimberling City man.
There you go. Hey, Pete.
I'm heading there tomorrow.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. All right, that's Pete Hutchinson from Landmark Legal. Thanks so much for the time, Pete. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.
Yep, you've got it.
Get more at 971talk.com.